The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Believe it or not, hope abounds. We are surrounded by hope. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a pack of blessings on your back. I'm going to talk about it today. We have got to begin to talk about the hope that is obvious. The cases against Trump crumbling. He's surging in the polls. We have the ability now to look around the planet and see other conservative leaders because of we the people, patriots throughout the world, people opposed to tyranny in other countries, saying no to the radical left inclinations of their government. Good news abounds. Ladies and gentlemen, The Right Side with Doug Billings is now upon you. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hey, everybody. My name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to do a big shout out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America, and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. We're winning, winning, winning. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready?
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God, and His divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings from the smack dab middle of the fruited plain between the two shining seashores. It is me coming to you from the studio today. We talking about hope, talking about how to control the narrative with regards to the left media, the left radical woke media, who constantly try to misdirect you into believing what their terms, their definition of their terms are, when it should be us who defines those terms. I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about with regard to that in just a moment. But every once in a while, we take a moment out, and I've been doing it a couple of times in the last few shows, to give hope. Hope to a nation and a world, in fact, that is surrounded by purposeful chaos. Purposeful chaos from the radical left. It's a nightmare. It is something from which we are waking up. And people who can help us correct this situation, primarily ourselves, we the people, are, I think, on the cusp of the greatest reawakening to the divine providence of God that this country has seen, and in fact the world has seen, since during the time of our American founding fathers. So that's all good news, and I mean that. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I see hope all around. We're going to talk about it today. There's hope all around us. We see President Trump surging in the polls, absolutely surging, and we see a conservative wave engulfing the planet. Countries like New Zealand, Australia, Germany, Canada, all rejecting the radical left woke agendas, policies, platforms, and politics that have been thrust upon them. And every once in a while, there comes a politician who knows exactly how to handle the media. President Trump, obviously one of those people. The media, who so often define their own terms within the context of an interview. They also try to define the terms of the person they're interviewing. And it's maddening because it's the exact opposite of what real journalism is supposed to be. Real journalism is objective, and it's not politically motivated. Questions asked are not politically loaded questions. And the terms are not defined by the journalist, the person conducting the interview, but by the person who the journalist is interviewing. That's who should be defining the terms. And because candidates on our side, on the right side, are so often not able or unwilling or not just not experienced enough to catch this, to control the discussion within the interview, and to ask the reporter for their terms to be defined during the course of the interview, so it's on tape. Instead, our side becomes victims of the narrative of the journalist and of the bigger machine, the network behind the journalist. They become victims of the narrative of the journalist instead of champions of their own terms. Let me show you an example. An example that comes to us from up in the great white north, as Doug and Bob McKenzie used to say once upon a time. This is a master class, which you're going to see right here, about how to handle woke, generally uninformed liberal journalists who are only armed with their opinion, not facts and not truth. Or if they are, they purposefully hide those facts and truth from the person they are interviewing. And in this case, master class is given by Canadian Prime Minister candidate, a conservative gentleman. You're going to like this. You're going to like what you see here, folks. Pierre Poilievre. Pierre Poilievre, ladies and gentlemen, take a look. Clip number one.
On the topic, I mean, in terms of your sort of strategy currently, you're obviously taking the populist pathway.
What does that mean?
Well, appealing to people's more emotional levels, I would guess. Certainly you tap very strong ideological language quite frequently.
Like what?
Left wing, you know, this and that, right wing, you know, I mean, it's that type of ideological thing.
I never really talk about left
but
or right.
Anyways,
really believe in that.
Okay. A lot of people would say that you're simply taking a page out of the Donald Trump book.
Like, which people would say that?
Well, I'm sure a great many Canadians, but...
Like who?
I don't know who, but...
Well, you're the one who asked the question, so yeah. You must know somebody.
Okay. I'm sure there's some out there, but anyways, the point of this question is, I mean, why should Canadians trust you with their vote, given, you know, not just the sort of ideological inclination in terms of taking the page of Donald Trump's book, but
what are you
also
talking about? What page? Can you give me a page? Give me the page. You keep
in terms of turning things quite dramatically in terms of Trudeau and the left wing and all of this. I mean, you make quite a, you know, it's quite a play that you make on it. So I'm
not
just
sure.
Wondering.
I don't know what your question is.
Then forget that. Why should Canadians trust you with their vote?
Common sense. Okay. Common sense for a change. We're going to make common sense common in this country. We don't have any common sense in the current government. You know, the guy prints $600 billion, grows our money supply by 32% in 3 years. That's growing the money 8 times faster than the economy. No wonder we have the worst inflation in 4 decades. I'm going to cap spending, cut waste, so that we can balance the budget and bring down inflation and interest rates. You'll want to be able to pay your mortgage again. You want to be able to afford rent. Then you have to vote for Pierre Poilievre, because I'm the only one with a common sense plan that will bring back the buying power of your paycheck.
You see what I mean there, ladies and gentlemen? What does that mean? Poilievre says. Poilievre, you know, he's what people? Can you give me a page? Like who? Classic responsibles all the way, eating an apple. I can only assume that it's being filmed in an orchard somewhere in Canada in the fall as the apple harvest is happening. But he's cool, he's calm, he's articulate, and he lays waste. He crushes that liberal journalist. And in the same way, Pierre Poilievre is crushing Pierre Trudeau in the polls up in Canada. Yet another example of a conservative wave sweeping through a nation saying no more to the radical left agenda that has been put in place. So liberalism is taking huge losses all around the planet, folks. Last week, again, just to remind you, I talked about New Zealand, Australia, Germany, and now we can add Canada to the list of countries where people are rising up against liberalism. hopefully the trends here in the United States continue the way they are, because folks, we are saying no to liberalism here as well, because as it turns out, people don't like tyranny. People don't like radical, woke, immoral liberalism. And the way that Polyev up in Canada dismantled that journalist, it's just a work of art. And we should all take note of that, because listen, folks, when you're at your next cocktail party, what, Doug, I don't go to cocktail parties. Well, you will. After Trump rescues our economy and cocktails become great again, you will be able to afford them, and you will go, or you'll go to your local pub, and a liberal will undoubtedly try to corner you in a conversation to argue with you and define your terms. Well, you're going to know because of this show, because we turn you into the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to know how to define your terms in the face of your liberal friends when you're sipping on an adult beverage with them in whatever environment you're in. So, yes, I have hope. I like what I see up in Canada. I like Pierre Polyev, ladies and gentlemen. Polyev. Make sure, Polyev, make sure that you watch him, keep track of him up in Canada, and hopefully we will get rid of Justin Trudeau up to the Great White North. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are almost there. November 10th and 11th in Kansas City, the Determined Patriotism Conference is coming. I'm going to host the conference in Kansas City. General Mike Flynn, Mike Lindell, Ann Vandersteel, Mel Kay, Attorney Tom Renz, Father James Altman. We're going to have Dr. Jane Ruby. Lucky Basari, new up-and-coming young conservative. Alex Jones, another young up-and-coming conservative. Karen Kingston, Christy Hutcherson. We'll have Jane Hampton Cook. We'll have Jasmine Presley Redd. We're going to have Sheriff Calvin Hayden from Johnson County, Kansas. Trent Luce from Beck TV and a podcaster. We'll have Robert Beatles, local election integrity expert Thad Snyder, and the Kansas GOP chairman Mike Brown, all be there. I want you to go to DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. Use promo code Doug. Ladies and gentlemen, get $10 off and get entered into winning one of five autographed books. My latest book, Remaking the American Political System. You can see it right over here if you're watching the program on my desk, Remaking the American Political System. I'll give five lucky winners an autographed copy of the book. If you go to DeterminedPatriotismConference.us, enter promo code Doug when you check out, and you'll be entered to win that book. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are about to take a wonderful joyride into the land of capitalism. I'll be right back after this short break. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process, look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older, and it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch, whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I'm expressing viewpoints from the perspective of life, light, truth, and intellectual maturity, ladies and gentlemen. Defining your own terms. In this age of liberal wokeism within the media, we have to be able to define what the terms are. Don't be misguided by the media. There's hope out there for us. There are people who are doing just that. The radical left members of the media, the elected class included among that, and the celebrity entertainment class, they always use, don't they, the same kinds of language to try to label us and to draw comparisons against what, for example, President Trump does, what Biden does, and certain aspects within our society. They'll always misdirect us. One rule, one set of rules for them, another set of rules and descriptions for us. For example, the left will say Catholics who stand for the right of a human baby to be born and live his or her life, you're right-wing religious extremists. And they convince the Department of Justice to become weaponized and go after the Catholics. But members of Black Lives Matter or Antifa, no. They're freedom fighters. Yes, they're social justice warriors, these people. See the misdirection, obviously. President Trump, the Russia collusion hoax was played the Russian collusion hoax was a major act of treasonous behavior on behalf of an American president. Yet, Administrator Biden's ties with his son's pay-for-play schemes, the multiple millions of dollars given to that family from foreign entities, some of whom don't like us, all into his personal bank account, it's all ignored, not discussed. Shh, it's okay. So Trump had classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago home from the time when he was president. And as president, he could, of course, declassify those documents. So we had him at Mar-a-Lago. Administrator Biden has multiple dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of pages more. In fact, it is hundreds of pages more in his garage, in his kitchen, in his nonprofit company headquarters, from the time when he was vice president. And the vice president does not have the power to declassify classified documents. But it's okay for Biden to have them, but not for President Trump. This is how the liberal media members and the legacy media journalists out there misdirect the meaning of words. Words are important. They matter. And they want the liberal media wants the words to suit their narrative. They manipulate you. And most people out there don't realize it, ladies and gentlemen. But thankfully, you have me to safeguard you and to inform you of the radical left media's dirty intentions. And we have got to be able to think on our feet. And you do. You have got it. We got to do what Polyev does. Pierre Polyev up in Canada required that these activists, they're not journalists, they're activists, let's be honest, posing as journalists, posing as legacy media members. We've got to require at the moment when we're talking to them that they define their terms. We've got to have them give specific and precise examples of what they mean when they ask questions and they make accusations. I mean, recall that clip that I played you in the first block of the show. The journalist says, well, people are saying, and Paul Lierre interrupts and says, which people? And the journalist says, well, you're taking a page out of Donald Trump's book. Paul Lierre says, what book? What page? I'm really not sure what you're asking. Journalist says, well, forget that question. Tell me why you deserve Canadians' votes. And there, finally, because of his insistence on holding the journalist accountable to defining his terms, the journalist himself is forced to go into asking a legitimate question. Okay, sir, why do you think that you deserve the votes of Canadians? That's a legitimate question. And he goes on to answer it because he's bringing back common sense. And that's the thing about people worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. We're wired to recognize common sense, most of us. Now, some of us, i.e. people on the left, have been so conditionally rewired in their brain that they can't always recognize common sense. They're stuck in the world of partisanship. Only if they're I only am going to believe someone who's a radical liberal. Everybody else on the right side, It's got to be a kook. They've got to be crazy. They've got to be wrong. So have them identify their terms. Remember, when you're at that cocktail party, making cocktail parties great again, or when you're at the corner pub, wherever you go to imbibe in an adult beverage and a liberal corners you, make sure they define their terms. And I point it out because that's a way that they attack us. They misdirect us. We've got to be aware of it. And once we are, and once we see people, like in this case, Polyev up in Canada, dismantle that journalist, there's hope in that. There's hope in that. It helps to wake people up. So, okay, President Trump, in other news, and these indictments, again, more good news coming from the courts with regards to President Trump. Up in New York, the Court of Appeals up there has stopped the dismantling of President Trump's corporations and shown the light of true justice to expose the corruption within the court system, especially the lower court system, and their illegitimate and their intellectually immature vendetta against President Trump. And make no mistake, that's what this is all about. It's personal against President Trump. This reverses, so by putting a hold on this, on the dismantling of President Trump's corporations, it reverses a decision by the lower court. And that, remember the liberal whack job, Arthur Engoron, who was, you know, acting up, he sees the cameras on him and he begins to smile and act like the ham and the fool. Engoron the moron. So it reverses his decisions to start dismantling Trump's corporation. Very good news. Puts a stop to the breakup of Trump's companies. Now, the civil case is still continuing, but that's a huge and monumental good piece of news for the president, his family, and his legal team. So it's important that we point these things out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I will return after you take yet another trip into the wonderful, glorious land that God invented, capitalism, the way by which we fuel not only our businesses and our lives, but the very republic itself. And I want to remind you again, the Determined Patriotism Conference coming up November 10th and 11th. There's only 400 total tickets available. We have sold hundreds of them already, so get them quickly. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. That's your website where you can get the tickets. Speakers, phenomenal lineup. Tier 1 American Patriots, General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Ann Vandersteel, Mel Kay, Father James Altman. We have Tom Renz, the attorney. Karen Kingston, Christy Hutcherson, many, many more. Go to the website, Doug Billings. You can go to DougBillings.us. I say that all the time. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. And get tickets. Use promo code Doug and get yourself registered to win one of five autographed copies of my book, Remaking the American Political System. Written with my friend Mike Beeler. The book is a must-have. It is a book that gives you a historical perspective on where we are now, where we've been, and nothing new is under the sun, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back. Stay with me. God bless you. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process? Look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better. Diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older, and it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. LiveYoungerWithDoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to LiveYoungerWithDoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am with every breath I make and every move I take, hoping to restore the republic to the divine providence of God. You are with me. Shoulder to shoulder we stand. We are in this together, ladies and gentlemen. So we just spoke about, that's Judge Engoron up in New York, his case being dismantled by the appeals court process. Good news for President Trump all the way around here, folks, and therefore and thereby good news for us. And there's also significant news surrounding the comments that were made by New York Attorney General Letitia James. You remember her, right? She was the one running for office with promises of getting Trump. Resist this president. He's an illegitimate president. Right. Thanks, Letitia. Sure. Well, there's a video that was put together. I think Eric Trump put this out first, but take a look at the video montage.
When he leaves office as a private citizen, he will no longer have presidential immunity.
Can we actually get him?
The New York Attorney General has joined the Manhattan District Attorney.
Days of this president are numbered.
Claims that you campaigned on a get Trump agenda.
And we will rise up together and we will resist this president. Bring him down.
Stay tuned.
Unhinged hate. More importantly, what you see from Letitia is a demonstration and a case study of intellectual immaturity coupled with a political agenda of a partisan seeking fame rather than justice. This is what you see throughout this clip. Take a look. Clip number two, ladies and gentlemen. See what I mean? That is a vile, angry woman. And like so many people on the radical left, seething ugliness from within. I'm not talking about physical ugliness. I'm talking about spiritual ugliness. You can see it in the radical left. I think there's a difference between the way we look, radical left versus a conservative. The fact that Letitia James would, upon the election of President Trump, upon the announcement of his candidacy, call upon others to immediately take to the streets and call for the public to resist this president. Resist, we will not recognize this illegitimate president. Really? Well, that tells us all that we need to know, folks. And people can see this. We, the people, see it. I mean, she utters part tyranny, part stupidity, part political agenda. And if you recall, during those first few days of the civil trial of Judge Engoron up in New York, old Letitia was there in the courtroom. And after Judge Arthur Engoron admitted that a huge portion of the case was really off limits because the statute of limitations had expired, about 80% of the case that Letitia James was going to bring against President Trump just flew out the window. You saw her, the look on her face. So good news there as well. The case that she's bringing seems to be crumbling before our eyes and in the eyes of the courts. So again, they throw this nonsense against the wall, hoping it will stick. No real legal or jurisprudence rationale behind it. They just throw it out and hope that it sticks. And upper courts, where intellectual maturity reigns, at least usually, are saying, there's nothing here, folks, nothing here to see. So also number three, the third case, Jack Smith is out there. Remember Jack Smith? Trump also got some pretty damn good news about what Jack Smith is doing. Jack Smith had to give up a significant portion of his investigation into the Trump charity organization, of all things. Even members of the mainstream media, like Catherine Herridge from CBS, are reporting that there's no proof that President Trump shared sensitive, secret, nuclear secrets with some Australian billionaire about United States nuclear submarines and other such things. Absolutely no proof. And yet there are countless members of the celebrity class on X or out on other social media platforms running with that false narrative that Trump gave away nuclear secrets. Folks, call out their intellectual immaturity when you see it. Thank goodness people like you have a show like this where you can learn the truth and learn how to sniff out this abject BS when it's wafted through the air in your general direction. Because not one of you in this audience bought any of that nuclear secret giveaway nonsense. Congratulations. You can see the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And so now, experts and sources within that arena at the Jack Smith case are saying that this federal case against President Trump is hemorrhaging, it's imploding, and it's set to crumble. So good news. We'll see. We remain ever optimistic, but we will watch and see what happens. But there's good news in all three of these cases. So you're not going to hear this anywhere else, so I've got to be the one that tells you. And you can be sure that the members of the mainstream media, members of the legacy news outlets, the celebrity class, they're all full of it, folks, of BS. What they're saying out there, their narratives, their spin on it, and they know that this nuclear secret giveaway nonsense is utter BS because Jack Smith hasn't even filed charges regarding any of the giveaway nuclear secret nonsense. There's nothing on record of any kind of trouble because it's not true, folks. Those cases, those issues of giving away nuclear secrets don't exist. That's why Jack Smith hasn't filed charges pertaining to them. So the judge gets all worked up and gets pissed off, chastises Jack Smith for failing to give timely access to documents and so forth, materials that he's used to create his case. He's not allowing Trump's legal team access. That's not legal. That's a problem. It's not ethical. So that's becoming more of an issue because it looks like what Jack Smith has brought forth now is not a case of fact, but indeed a work of fiction. It's a political agenda aimed at getting President Trump, regardless of the truth. And the judge presiding over this Jack Smith case, her name is Eileen Cannon, and she's holding Jack Smith accountable. She's halted all of the legal processes and proceedings with regards to all these classified documents and materials. And she has said, get with it, Smith, get with it and give these materials up in a timely fashion. So Trump and his team have asked for a 3-month extension so that they can review whatever may be shown to them, if anything at all. But I don't think they will. I don't think those documents exist. I don't think that he gave secret. It's ridiculous. And so by all accounts from within Trump's inner circle, it looks like the case is crumbling and fading fast off into the night as it continues to meet significant obstacles. All right, ladies and gentlemen, another break and another chance for me to remind you about the Determined Patriotism Conference coming up, Kansas City, November 10th and 11th, determinedpatriotismconference.us. That's where you can get tickets. Use promo code Doug and get $10 off. It's $75. That includes both days where you can come and see and hear General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Father James Altman, Attorney Tom Renz, Mel Kay, Ann Vandersteel, Karen Kingston, Robert Beatles, Jane Hampton Cook, and so many more. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. Use promo code Doug. Become registered to win one of five autographed copies of my book, Remaking the American Political System, with Mike Beeler and I sat down and we wrote this book, a great manual, I think, for the reclaiming of the American Republic. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have much time. Head over there and get your tickets today. Join us November 10th and 11th in Kansas City. I'll be right back. God bless you. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process? Look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older, and it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. I admit it, folks. I admit it quite candidly. I take a lot of pleasure pointing out the intellectual immaturity of liberals everywhere. We do it almost every day here on the program. And by so doing, we help create an audience that becomes the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land. Because when you recognize their immaturity, you become better for it. Ladies and gentlemen, all of this hope that surrounds President Trump, His legal woes seem to be sustainable. They are, I mean, and by that I mean his legal woes are fading. He's sustained by hope. He's sustained by us. He's sustained by God, and he is absolutely surging in the polls as a result of all of that negativity being thrown out against him. And in the midst of it all, President Trump's popularity is growing exponentially. There's no denying it. The numbers speak for themselves. I've reported on this a few times, mentioning other polls than what I'm going to talk to here in a minute. But over the last couple of weeks, because it represents so much hope for us, and we are a people of hope. We are ever hopeful. We don't give up. Conservatives, the thing about conservatives is that we don't give up. We don't whine and complain, I'm never going to vote again because it's a rigged system. The people out there, and there are plenty of them, who continually say in the face of hope, yeah, well, we'll just see about that because, you know, we're never going to win these rigged elections. We're not those. So they're either trying to get attention or they're just plain and simply intellectually immature. And they're not dealing with a certain sense of reality. We all know that things need to be looked into. We all know that hope is a fragile thing, but it can be profound when we find it and we see it. And I think that it's fair that we talk about hope in terms of what numbers are. Okay, so there's hope out there in the numbers that we see that surround President Trump and his candidacy for the presidency in 2024. So, for example, the latest Harvard poll has showing now that Trump has 52% of the vote against Biden's 48%. So that's a 4-point lead for President Trump. And then, but then I know people out there, again, I can hear it. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? You throw him in there and it just really is bad for President Trump. He takes all of these votes away from Trump. Well, let's look at that, because there are some numbers that run contrary to that panic attack, okay? When we add Robert F. Kennedy Jr. into the race, Trump comes out at 41%. Biden comes out at 34%, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is at 21%. Folks, Trump at 41, Biden at 34, RFK Jr. at 21. That's a 7-point lead for President Trump. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr. coming into the race doesn't diminish Trump's numbers. It increases his numbers. And it makes sense when you think about it. It goes to the point about what I told you last week. These fears about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. entering the race and siphoning votes away from President Trump, not necessarily true. Not true. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a radical Democrat. Now, he's not a radical communist socialist like nearly all of the elected class in Washington, D.C. are, but he is a radical Democrat, folks. And he is self-identifying himself as such, especially last week when he came out in favor of financial reparations for Black people. Now, folks, that's going to hurt him, and it's going to help Trump. Plus, he's got his views that are against the rights of human beings to have life, as all Democrats and communist socialists. They are against a human being's right to have life. And those issues take away votes from Biden when RFK Jr. is entered into the race. They don't take away votes from Trump. Trump's people don't believe in those issues in the first place. They don't vote for those. They don't vote for candidates that believe that a human being doesn't have a right to life or that financial reparations should be paid to Black people. So let's all, for those of you who are worried about Robert F. Kennedy entering the race and hurting Trump, I just urge you to look at the numbers and think about that in perhaps a different way, because it's not necessarily true. The numbers bear it out. Trump's numbers increase when RFK is injected into the poll system here. So the latest Emerson poll, let's continue the good news. Trump at 47% in this particular poll, Administrator Biden at 45%. That's a 2-point lead for Trump. Hey, we'll take it, folks. We'll take it. A margin of error, I know. And okay, what about the battleground states? What about these places where there's lots of question marks? Georgia, Trump is at 48%, Administrator Biden 43%. That's a 5-point lead for President Trump. In Arizona, President Trump is at 47%, Administrator Biden at 43%, a 4-point lead for President Trump. What about Wisconsin? Trump is at 46%, Administrator Biden 44%, another 2-point lead for President Trump. In Pennsylvania, President Trump is at 46%, Administrator Biden 45%, a 1-point lead for President Trump. North Carolina, President Trump at 47%, Administrator Biden at 43%. That's a 4-point lead for President Trump. Now in Michigan, they're tied up at 44%. But at this point in the presidential race, it's never been the case where a Republican candidate is tied with a Democrat, or in Biden's case, a communist socialist. The poll numbers are hopeful for us, folks. Don't let the naysayers rob you of the significance of these facts and of these numbers. Now, having said all of that and spewed out all this hope, there's still lots of work to do, folks. Your involvement in your local communities, your local government, your schools, and your school boards has never been more important and more crucial than it is right now. The lawfare being waged against President Trump is not working. And in fact, it's backfiring on the radical left. He's not only more popular now than he was in 2016 and 2020, but he's poised to be in a better position to win the presidency in 2024 than he was in 2016 and in 2020. There are more people supporting him now than there were in 2016 and 2020. There are more independent voters supporting him now than there were in years past. And there are more members, good-hearted, decent people who had a D after their name and may have voted for Administrator Biden, but who have seen the chaos and have said to themselves, no more. This isn't what I signed up for, and who are coming over to our side. And so these reasons, plus more, are why we see the poll numbers rise and give Trump such a surge. And a part of it is, truthfully, that the people are just sick and tired of the lies being thrown out against President Trump. There comes a time when the American people can see through the nefarious intentions of the radical left. They can see through the intents of Letitia James. They can see through the intents of Jack Smith. They can see through the intents of Alvin Bragg. People by the millions, again, even those who may have voted for Administrator Biden, are coming over to the right side by the thousands and by the millions. And thank goodness for that mugshot. How could I forget that? The mugshot was intended to frighten people, to embarrass President Trump. And it has not done any. In fact, it's the opposite. It hasn't repelled people, repulsed people. It's turned people towards him, to support him. If anything, the mugshot has endeared people to President Trump. So the persecution of Trump has caused the American people to see within that persecution our own persecution by the government put forth upon us by this radical commune socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party. We see ourselves being persecuted, and Trump solidifies that and symbolizes all of us. Trump is every man. And by that, you know, of course, every man and woman. He represents all of us. The American people can identify with what President Trump is going through at the hands of the federal government and at the hands of the elected class. The American people have felt victimized by this commune socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, for 3.5 years. And they're not taking it anymore. Define your terms, ladies and gentlemen. Define your happiness. Go to them with the offense. Make America great again is not a bad word. Making America great again is aligning with the founding fathers and with God's intent for this republic. Only we can claim allegiance with God and the founding fathers. The radical left cannot. They do their best to throw both God and the founders out of the republic. Give yourselves permission to believe it, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, stay hopeful, stay in the race, get involved in your local levels. We are in this together. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I want to talk to you about my Determined Patriotism Conference. I say on the show, we meet in determined prayer. We meet in determined patriotism. Determined patriotism is the hard work of restoring our republic to the divine providence of God and the true intent of our founding fathers. We'll learn specific ways by which you can get involved in your local level. Learn about how to do that, to reclaim the republic from this coalition of immorality from the radical liberal left. But Doug, I think that I heard somewhere that November 10th and 11th is opening day for deer season. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand that your right to hunt, among many other rights, are at risk? Put your priorities in order. Hunting can wait. Save the republic. Come out to Kansas City November 10th and 11th. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us and join myself, General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Tom Renz, Father James Altman, Mel Kay, Ann Vandersteel, Karen Kingston, Dr. Jane Ruby, Mike Brown, the Kansas GOP chairman, some sheriffs, local election integrity expert Thad Snyder, and many, many more. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. Specific ways by which we can save our republic. Nothing, not even deer season, ladies and gentlemen, is more important than that. Put your priorities in order. Believe it. For the republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.